Sean Spicer calls out Jake Tapper for asking Hakeem Jeffries zero questions about election denial. By Paul Bois on November 20, 2022. Former Trump White House press secretary Sean Spicer called out CNN anchor Jake Tapper for not questioning possible Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries about his past election denial. Hakeem Jeffries announced his desire to run for Democrat House Minority Leader last week in the wake of Nancy Pelosi stepping away from the top position she has held for 20 years. As Breitbart News reported, Jeffries has a history of election denial, a position that the establishment media has deemed unconscionable in the wake of former President Donald Trump's protest of the 2020 election. The more we learn about 2016 election, the more illegitimate it becomes. America deserves to know whether we have a fake president in the Oval Office hashtag Russian interference, Jeffries said on social media in 2018. As Jeffries' scheduled interview with Jake Tapper on CNN's State of the Union approached, Sean Spicer wondered if the anchor would give the Democrat leader in waiting the same level of scrutiny he would to a Republican that questioned the 2020 election. Heads up Atkins to the likely new leader of House Dems. Election denier at Rep. Jeffries is on your show tomorrow, maybe ask about this, tweeted Spicer as he shared screenshots of several past Jeffries tweets. Well, Sunday came around and so did Tapper's interview, and though the two discussed a variety of topics, the congressman's past election denial received nary a mention. Nada over a two-segment infomercial/interview with incoming House Dem leader at Rep. Jeffries on Atkins to at Jake Tapper asked zero questions about his history of election denial. In fact, it was Jeffries that brought the subject up twice, and still nothing, tweeted Spicer on Sunday. Hakeem Jeffries announced his bid for Democrat minority leader last Friday, potentially becoming the first Black American to hold the title. Our top non-governmental priority, for the sake of the American people, must be retaking the majority in November 2024, he wrote in a letter to House Democrats. It is my hope that we can find common ground where possible with our Republican colleagues in order to deliver results for the American people, he added. Jeffries further alleged that House Republicans would not accomplish anything meaningful due to a bankruptcy of ideas and disinformation. At the same time, the opposing party appears to have no plan to accomplish anything meaningful. If the Republican conference continues to major in demagoguery and minor in disinformation, their bankruptcy of ideas must be aggressively exposed on an ongoing basis, he said. Senior House Democrats Representative Steny Hoyer, DMD, and Representative James Clyburn, DSC, have endorsed Jeffries in his leadership bid.